Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a land of ice and snow, it's the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s right through today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. And welcome to the Thrift Shop. And here's Mr. Cecil Null of War, West Virginia. Yep, there really is a town called War.
As a boy, a plastic army and a wild imagination were my pastime. My little troops would stand their ground and face the coming enemy with pride. When I led them in the battle with their mud bombs and stick guns, the victories were mine. But now I look around me at these battlefields and something dies inside. And suddenly a war ain't a game anymore, and bravery you don't learn in school. Survival is my only goal, and the rifle that I hold is my one and only tool. Godforsaken jungle, where the only objective is destruction of your fellow man. I find myself wondering if I'll ever see the lights of Atlanta again. No mother ever cried for a little plastic soldier when he fell. To stop the war took no more than the ringing of a distant dinner bell. No morning ever found my sleepless army thanking God they'd made it through the night. And I've never watched a plastic soldier lay and cry for mercy as he died. And suddenly a war ain't a game anymore, and bravery you don't learn in school. Survival is my only goal, and the rifle that I hold is my one and only tool. In this godforsaken jungle, where the only objective is destruction of your fellow man, self-wondering if I'll ever see the lights of Atlanta again. I find myself wondering if I'll ever see the lights of Atlanta again.
On the bright side of the moon, our love started. On the dark side, on the dark side of the moon, we parted. Full moon, starry sky, you and me together there. Birds crying nearby, trying to tell me beware of her. and so did you. Nightbirds still crying, we told you so, we told you so. On the bright side, on the bright side of the moon, our love started. On the dark side, on the dark side of the moon.
And that's a set of music related to Mr. Cecil Null, fantastic auto harp player, country folk musician from West Virginia. Just an incredible, incredible human being. Now, what we heard going from back to front, Chet Atkins and Merle Travis with Boogie for Cecil, a tune written for Cecil Null. Cecil Null was in the studio when that tune was recorded, and in fact, when the entire album called the Atkins Travis Traveling Show was recorded back in 1974. The only people in the studio were Chet Atkins, Jerry Reed, Merle Travis, and Cecil Nunn, in addition to a couple of engineers. So obviously, Chet Atkins and Merle Travis were very good friends with Cecil Null. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan covering Cecil Null's tune, I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know. Dark Side of the Moon before that, not Pink Floyd. And we started off with Plastic Soldier that Cecil recorded on the K-Arc record label. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, you're you, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop on Dolphin Radio, WXDR. Now, after the break, we'll be back with some psychedelic folk music for the remainder of the broadcast. So please stay tuned for Adventures in Listening.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The Japanese spider crab is harmless to people, but it might not look that way if you happen across it at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. It can span 12 feet, the largest known crab on the planet. The crab's hard body is typically about a foot long, and the crab weighs 35 or 40 pounds. It has 10 legs. 8 of them are for walking along rocky ocean bottoms. The other 2 hold powerful claws. The claw legs are longer than the walking legs on males, but shorter on females. Japanese spider crabs spawn in fairly warm, shallow waters, primarily off the Pacific coast of Japan. Juveniles are pretty small. As they reach adulthood, though, they grow to giant proportions, and they move to deeper waters, generally a few hundred feet to 1,000 feet or deeper. The crabs can't swim. Instead, they scuttle along the bottom looking for food. They nab small fish and crack open clams. They also scavenge for dead animals and scrape algae off the rocks. Because of their size and hard shells, the crabs face few threats, mainly from fishers, because they're considered a delicacy in parts of Japan. And they're well disguised. Their mottled, spiny appearance blends into the background. Just to be safe, though, juveniles sometimes disguise themselves. They pluck bits of kelp, sponges, or other organisms. They chew on them for a little while, then stick them on their shells. That helps keep these imposing but harmless creatures safe at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
DJ Frederick's tips on how not to do a radio show. Don't have a wavering voice. Have that deep, mysterious DJ voice. Don't use MP3s and WAV files. Use old records and tapes instead. Talk so fast that no one can understand you. Don't play any current top 40 tunes. Don't play any rap music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on Dolphin Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
amazing piece of music, King Crimson with Moonchild, here at the Radio Thrift Shop. And I'm featuring a set of psychedelic folk music between now and the end of the broadcast. Radio Thrift Shop, it's like having a thrift shop on the airwaves. Now, one of my goals for 2026 is to become more intentional regarding the content of Radio Thrift Shop. My goal is to produce a few more seasons of The Thrift Shop before retiring and moving on to other projects. There are tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of radio shows, radio stations, internet streams, and media choices. This is one of them. So if you're listening, I want to say thank you very much. After 51 years on the airwaves, it's important for me to winnow down my projects to what has heart and meaning. So this year, there will be fewer editions of the Radio Thrift Shop while I work on some other projects, but they will be more focused. As always, if you have any comments, musical requests, or themes you'd like me to explore, simply email radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to respond to you. Thank you for your time. Now let's get back to dropping the needle. No one even knows what that means.
Mystery man.
Mr. Martin Newell, a.k.a. the Cleaners from Venus, with a great tune called Corridor of Dreams. Maybe he's been watching old Doctor Who episodes. Before that, we heard Mr. Mark Fry from the amazing album Dreaming with Alice, a tune called The Mandolin Man. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on Dolphin Radio, WXDR in New Orleans.
Thank you.
Apple Glass Syndrome with a tune called Someday. That's a scarce 45. Before that, we heard Mother Nature with Orange Days and Purple Nights from 1971. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and you're listening every Saturday evening here on Dolphin Radio. I'm here 10 p.m. until 11, and I'm happy for you to join me here at the Thrift Shop, where all the music is a bargain. If you haven't figured it out, it's a very lo-fi show, just a man and a microphone doing radio old school.
Wonder where I'm gonna go, go. Swift drifting, slipping. Wonder if I'm gonna go slow. It makes no sense to say I cry. It makes such sense to say
brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Beware the jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the jubjub bird and shun, the frumious bandersnatch. He took his vorpal blade in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree and stood a while in thought.
Summer as he came. one shoe, one shoe, through and through the formal blade went flickety-flack. Left it dead, and with its head he went galumping back.
Peter Howell and John Fernando from the album Through the Looking Glass. That was, of course, the poem Jabberwocky. Before that, we heard the band Wichita Fall with Ornamental Sideshow. All right, this is DJ Frederick. It's time to close up the Thrift Shop for tonight. I'll be back next Saturday at 10 p.m., so please tune in. Email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.